until it's over, until it says done. Because I haven't paid my bill yet, but I get my check tomorrow, so I'll redo it, and I'll have unlimited, so we'll still be able to do the podcast this Friday. Are you able for Friday at 7 p.m. Friday. Your time?
Yeah, I'm able to do it this Friday.
All right, just making sure. You know, just let me know, whatever, even though this is recording the podcast right now.
I'll give you a heads up if something changes.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what. Oh, yeah, pretty much. Welcome to the Two Hat Podcast. I'm Keith Rocket. With me is Blurdoc.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Bex will be here next week, December 11th. Well, that's when we record. So, she's doing stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, we don't need to focus on her. We're going to focus on this baby Kong, because you just showing that. And I have not even seen the trailer yet. And knowing that they got to this point, I can't even say I want to see Mecha Godzilla because they already did it. I forgot that I went to the movies to see it. So at this point, they already had a show Mothra. They already saw Rohan. What's the pterodactyl? What's the name? You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I can't think of the name. They got the TV. They already got the TV show on Apple Plus, so Monarch Legacy of Monsters.
Have you seen it?
No, but I'm going to watch it because that one actually looks pretty good.
Wait, hold on.
But this is
does anyone have Apple TV?
I do not have Apple TV, but I have ways of watching it.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna have to try to find a way to watch it too, because ain't nobody gonna have Apple TV. There's so many. Look, I found so many people who has, you know, Paramount, who has Netflix, Max. Even, you know, of course, Netflix is the more, you know, Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. I know people who has that. Hulu, I know people who has it. But every time, even Prime Video, it's automatic. You have it because one time someone said, I don't have Prime Video, but I do have Prime Delivery. And I'm like, should I tell them? Can someone tell them?
Yeah, somebody want to explain to him?
I had to tell him. I was like, yo, go to Prime Video. He's like, I don't have it. And he looked, he's like, wait, I have Prime Video? And he's like, I'm still not going to say nothing because this is just it's just too much. But everyone I ask about Apple TV, I don't have it. Who has Apple TV?
Yeah, nobody has it. There was only one person I knew that had it, and that was you. Everybody else was like, oh, I don't have Apple TV.
So you actually knew someone. Yeah. Well, that's just one.
I actually knew somebody. That's an accomplishment.
you know the whole, you found the White Ranger, the sixth member.
Exactly. Yeah. And I actually ended up watching one show with him on Apple TV. And I was like, oh, okay, Apple TV got some potentials on here. But I'm not going to get Apple TV.
Yeah. I'm not going to get it. I mean, is there a free trial? Because that's what I'll binge just watching the whole Legacy Monster and then just let that be that.
It should be free. I think we actually did a free trial one time. Uh-huh. Or something. I can't remember what it was, but I don't think we never got around to watching it. So we missed out on our free trial.
But wow. Well, if you can find a way to watch it and stuff, let me know. But no torrents.
No torrents. Yes. Yeah, that's actually a website that's not, what's the name? So no torrents. Okay. Website for it.
Yeah, no torrents and stuff. Because when someone told me about, like, oh, you could torrent these and stuff, and I was like, okay, let's see the process of a torrent. And it was showing, like, still saying so many things. And I was like, I just can't. I might just name the service.
You got to be careful with the torrent. So it's like,
I just never dealt with it. Just after that whole process of someone explaining it. And I was like, that's too much for me. But okay, so baby Kong, so it finally got to that. Wow, very yes. got to that. Wow, yes, they baby that Kong. Just... So that means if it's, you know, baby Kong, you know what's coming up next. You know, it's like, you know what's about to happen. It's pretty much, you know, Godzilla son or was dot no son something I don't know, you know.
No, Kong, King Kong son, maybe. I don't know.
Oh no, I was saying.
Yeah, well, what?
I was saying since they, you know, have the, you know, giant baby Kong, you know, baby Kong.
Oh yeah, that means, yeah, oh, baby Dillas.
Yeah, baby Dillas. You know, yeah, that's the next thing because that's what I know. Yeah. You know, when you're watching like God, Godzilla,
yeah,
and you know about him having or she having a son, it's like, come on now.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if it's his son. I just know I just saw it. I mean,
yeah.
If you watch the trailer, honestly, I saw it yesterday. I didn't even know that it even existed, that it was coming out, that they were even going to make a sequel. I just ended up seeing it pop up yesterday, and I'm like, why? Nobody has asked for this. I mean, I guess.
We're getting a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of stuff that we're not asking for.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Before it was like, oh shoot, yeah, oh, I'm going to the movie to see this, but now I'm just like, I've seen the first one. I'm not gonna see. I mean, I didn't even see the Transformers, the Beast Wars, and I was I was really excited to see it and stuff. And then I got to the point where I'm like, wait a minute, I don't know what happened. I just stopped, I stopped on a lot of movies to see it and stuff. Maybe it was that Ant-Man 3 just made me just like really contemplate on life.
Yeah,
honestly,
there's not a lot of movies out that even we went to that really got us, you know, really like, oh, this is great. I'm glad that I went to the movie on it. There's not a lot of big block. It's not a lot of big blockbuster movies out there for theaters anymore.
It's not. And like, you know, if we go through one of our topics to talk about, I mean, are you ready to see I Am Legend 2? Are you excited for that? Are you like,
I don't know, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not sure if it's confirmed, but I know there was talked about Michael B. Jordan being in it. I'm not necessarily a fan of his. So, I mean, I love Will Smith. I do want to see I Am Legend too. So I do kind of want to see it, but I'm kind of wondering what the story they're going to go with. Like, what's the story after? Because I already know they're using an alternate ending.
Oh, the alternate ending. Okay, that's nice. Because I remember them popping that up and stuff, and like, you know, you're like, okay.
Yeah, it was like, how is this going to work? You're going to do a sequel with Michael B. Jordan, and I'm pretty sure, I know he was immune, but I don't think he was immune to a grenade.
No. Yeah. It's just, so they're going with the alternate. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yes,
I'm just like, if this happens, does that mean we get an iRobot too?
I mean, I would like that. I would like an iRobot too. Well, but it would focus more on the robot's new civilization. That would basically, honestly, we got an iRobot too. It was, what was that movie I just saw with John David Washington?
That was
actually a good movie. So we're actually happy that we went to go see that one in theaters. That's pretty good.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was basically iRobot 2.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I guess I don't know when I'll give it a chance. I mean, recently I've been just binge watching Office, which I've been like, this is so embarrassing. But it took so long to watch The Office. But anyway, how about this Godzilla X Kong? You know, Of course, this is, you know, the thing, but that's, you know, you didn't know and stuff. And it's like, I don't know how to, like, explain myself or something, you know? It's like, because, it's a new, you know, Godzilla X-Kong. It's a new villain. And it's like, it's like King Kong brother, like, hey, I'm in town.
Yeah, like, like your big angry brother or something.
Yeah,
like, hey, like, what's up, little bro.
Yeah,
and now they're teaming up, Kong and Godzilla are teaming up against him. I'm like,
just to beat up a bigger black guy. That's what I gotta see it as. You think about it. He's just, it's just like, he's blacker, he's meaner, and he's. He has like a fur. It looks like he has like a fur coat on. Like he's like, you know, balling and stuff. You know, he's not, you know, he's not Oakland balling, but he's balling. So you're like, I just can't no more. And it's, and you know, usually when they have these big monster movies, it's like you gotta have the human side. Human ain't gonna do nothing. These are some giant things. Like, you know, it just, I don't know what you can do with this. Like, Godzilla X Kong.
Yeah, I don't have no idea what you can do to this one. And if you didn't know, and the reason why, the big reason why I was not excited about this, because we're already getting a whole plethora of Godzilla movies. Because we already got the Monarch Legacy of Monsters on Apple TV. And we have the one that actually just came out this past weekend called Godzilla Minus One.
What?
So if, yes, there's another one. There's another Godzilla movie that just came out this past weekend called Godzilla Minus One. It's a Japanese Godzilla. So one, that one I was excited to watch because I wanted to watch that one.
Oh,
I didn't watch it. We were going to, but we missed.
Oh, is this the one that was like fully like 100% nuclear? Like he's a real, the real deal. Like he's really like it's something about where they were like he's about to explode and like it was gonna cause a whole like. Okay, that one's more scary. He's more. I mean, this guy's a little more terrifying. Like he's like he's ready to explode. Okay.
Yes. So that one I'm excited to watch. That I will watch that one.
Okay.
At some point, but I was just, I'm just kind of exhausted of Godzilla. Now there's too many of them now. You got three different versions of it. I'm just like,
that's too much. That is too much. I mean, you thought Marvel was too much when they did three different movies out of stuff, but it was on like a whole storyline. But now, if they do three different movies, you're just like, I don't know what's going on.
Exactly. None of it connects, so it's just all three different separate movies or so.
I mean, did you see the Marvels yet?
No, I didn't see it yet.
Do you plan to see it?
Yeah, I'm just waiting until it come out. I'm not going to go to the movie theater.
Oh, Disney Plus? All right, yeah, same here, Disney Plus.
It's going to come on there soon because it didn't make it in the box office.
Definitely. We'll see that and have our opinions though. But other than that, how do you feel about a Fallout series on Amazon Prime?
Did you watch the trailer?
No, I did not.
I actually watched it. And
how do you feel? Okay, is it worth it?
It looks worth it.
Okay,
if you know anything about Fallout, it's not taking itself too seriously. Like it has those goofy moments and stuff like that.
Okay. Fallout is with the mascot, right? The whole, like wasn't there a game like Fallout 79 or 69 or something? Or no?
Fallout 76 or something like that.
I'm familiar with the Fallout.
But they have Fallout series, so I think they're like at least maybe four or five games.
There's a lot.
So I played one of them and I had a little fun until it bugged out on me, so I just gave up.
Okay.
But I am excited about looking at this show, and the funny thing about it.
this is how I
knew they're not taking them so seriously, because they started off saying, you know, the the legendary director of Westworld. Uh-huh. And, you know, also we have the critically acclaimed creator of the, you know, video game. And then it said the studio that brought you The Boys and free 2-day shipping.
Oh, wow. Because it's going to
be on Amazon. So I knew they were going to take themselves seriously after they mentioned, the studio that brought you The Boys and free 2-day shipping.
Free 2-day shipping. Hey.
That's clever. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that is good. That is good.
I was not taking myself too seriously. So I will enjoy it. Okay. Oh, I hope to enjoy it. So.
All right. Well, that's hopefully good. And then obviously there's going to be a season 2 of Last of Us. I mean,
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. I can't wait. I don't know if I saw the last episode or maybe I saw the last episode. I can't remember, but you know, it was a cliffhanger. Like,
yeah. Well, it was sort of a cliffhanger. I mean, they left it off exactly how they left it off in the game.
Yeah. I know we talked about Last of Us a lot and stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We talked about a lot of stuff. Yeah. So season 2, that'll be interesting and I can't wait for it. To see The Last of Us, you know, it's just, you know, it's fungi, you know, getting up there, stuff like that.
They're talking about it actually going to have a little bit of a time jump because they're going to start off from part 2, Last of Us part 2. So
okay. Is that the one that was spoiled for everybody, like, before the game came
out? Yes. It spoiled it for everybody got the game.
They got it. It's like, man. The whole community got mad.
Yes. man, yes. But, yeah, they're pretty much going to have a time jump then. So, I guess it can work because people were wondering, like, how is Ellie going to... you know, have that that growth in like really, really a year or not even 2 years.
Yeah.
But in the game, you guys gonna have like a 5-year time jump. But I guess
probably.
But what happened, and I think they actually were smart about this, what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Because in the first season, she actually had like a chest plate on. Because I think she's really like 19, 20, 21 years old or something like that. Uh-huh. So she actually is like kind of top heavy. So they actually put up a chest plate on her to make her look, you know, like a 14-year-old. My guess would be, you know, she's not going to have a chest plate to actually look like a 19, 20-year-old Ellie in the part 2 of the game.
Got it.
So
she will be older. All right, got it.
Yeah.
All right, and Pedro Pascal is still just gonna be Pedro Pascal.
Yep. Still gonna be Joel.
Okay. Interesting. Well, that's pretty much it. I mean, other than that, update right now? The Jaguars doing kind of bad, or
right now they're actually doing pretty good.
They're going up. I ain't getting good on fantasy points. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're your fantasy points. They probably not doing much for you, but they're doing much for themselves in this game.
Oh yeah, it is a 28-21. Ooh, so yeah, they're yeah. But I'm glad I did. You know, I want to say this about this is for football zone. I want to say this. Yeah. I'm glad I did not put in Christian Kirk, because he is out.
Oh, wow.
They took him out of the game.
Yeah.
Or something. Something's happened. He's like way went on a question. I'm glad I kept Travis in the... Wait, who am I facing? Am I facing you? No, I'm not. Let's see. Let's go over and see how Dwight doing. Or Blurdog. Sorry. Oh.
I'm actually winning my matchup.
Florida. I see how you doing, Florida.
I actually won my matchup.
Oh, you did? Yes, oh, man. Bad, oh, so. Do you have anyone on your you had someone out and still won? How?
Yes. And I thought that he was going to play, and I didn't know that the running back that I thought I switched in ended up scoring 23 points for me. But I didn't switch him in. And I saw him play yesterday, and I was a little upset. I was like, he had quite a few touchdowns.
Yeah, you could have got more points. The game. You're still.
Yeah, could have got more points, but I still won. So,
as in, like, looking at the leagues, like, I am in the lead. I'm in the lead.
Yeah.
But as for, like, points, you're number one.
Trying to figure out how.
Because with points, you're number one. You're definitely number one.
I'm like, number one in points.
You're definitely number one in points.
Somehow have lost.
Your score is not that
double
great,
the game. I lost double the game than I won, and I'm still leading the whole league in points.
Yeah,
that's insane.
You got some good teams. So let's get some points.
I guess I've just been very, very, very unfortunate to go up against.
Because I'm looking at myself. I'm like, okay, I'm leading. You know, I got a nice score. You know, 9 wins, and 3 and so. Yeah. But at the points, I'm like, as it's showing, like, the points and stuff, I am, like, right behind you. And I'm just like,
yes.
How is he more points? And he's just.
Yes. Well, I have been very unfortunate. That's what I was saying. I've been very unfortunate because now, because I actually lead the league in points against.
Man,
so I guess only... whoever plays against me is definitely going to score points for whatever reason. So I've been very unfortunate.
If only this fantasy football was on points, because you'll be first, but it's not. Yeah. It's on Sean if you win some games or not.
Yeah. Yeah. So I at least know if I'm going to tie with somebody at some point, I will be the first one.
You might get into the playoffs or, you know.
I might. I mean, I'm not too far off. I'm not sure how many weeks we got left, but.
We got a couple of more. You got to win. Well, to be honest, you got to win all your games. You have to win all your games.
Yes, I have to win all my games. So I have no faith in that. But
you have to start chasing and stuff. Because looking at some moves, I am number one of all the moves. But right behind me is.
Yeah, I only made 2 moves. Oh, no, I only made 10.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to try to get. Do your best.
Yeah, but there's nobody in there. That's why. There's nobody in.
You know, to be honest, yes, but there are some good players. Well, since it's just 8 of us and not 10, because 10, there's none. There's none. It's all out. Like, when you were playing with 10 people, it's just, there's not. Mm-hmm. You better have your team and you better stick with it because you better not lose it because someone will pick it up right afterwards. They'll pick it up like a fumble. They'll be like, oh, you drop Purdy, I'm picking it up. And you see Purdy drop like 29 points. You're like, what? That fumble's real in fantasy football. But, that's pretty much what's going on. I mean, you know, for fantasy football stuff. I forgot that I didn't talk about this, but with wrestling, CM Punk is back.
Oh, yeah, and I saw that a wrestler was not happy, and it looked like it was genuine. I don't know what that's about. I didn't look into it, but it was some wrestler that was genuinely not happy to see CM Punk back. I don't remember what wrestler it was, but somebody, it was just on, I was just on like,
oh, was Instagram. It? I just saw it, was it Seth Rollins?
Yes, Seth Rollins. They say he's genuinely not happy. I don't know what kind of beef they have.
It's probably
their history.
But, because I think maybe it's because, you know, Seth is supposed to be this top star and he's just scared because he's about to be questioned. I mean, because CM Punk is going to take that title and make it to something. But I think they're just going to send it to just Roman Reigns or something. Like, just have CM Punk go against. Or rain, but you know, it just they don't want to. it's just angry. They just, I mean, he's just not that happy and stuff like that. And I guess there was something, but I mean, he was the top, you know, average. I mean, it's CM Punk. You can't do nothing about CM Punk.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to, you know, whatever. You pissed that he's back. Who cares? You know, you'll be more pissed if Goldust comes back because I think it was something where I told, like, a couple, like, online friends back in the day where I said, Goldust will always find a home at WWE. He will always work there. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's out doing something else. He betrayed the company. It doesn't matter. Because once he come back, Vince is going to be like, put on that Gold Dust costume and entertain the folks. And that's going to get the money. Because that's another, it was Undertaker and Gold Dust that got him like money for the company. It's one of his, you know, his ideas and stuff. And he loves his ideas. So, I mean, Goldust, he'll knock out Cody Rhodes because Vince will always take Goldust over Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
So it's but I understand Seth Rollins angry. He's probably angry. He's gonna have to drop that title at Royal Rumble.
Probably.
But I mean, wrestling is still, you know, I mean, have you been watching or kind of looking at wrestling?
No, I haven't been paying attention to it. I haven't been looking at anything. It just popped up on my screen. And I was just scrolling through Instagram.
Yeah, I just, I'll check in and out, and I'll watch the pay-per-views, but I've learned that there's more African-Americans becoming wrestlers. It's getting more. And And it's not even like, I would say, you know, some people say this is a good thing. And I'm like, no, I don't think this is a good thing. I really don't.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they're still at the bottom still, or, you know, still trying. I mean, even there's like Asian wrestler that's still trying to make it big in like here in America, where like, you know, in Japan, it'll be, they'll have a better chance in Japan. Or they're like top people in Japan, but when they come over here, they're just at the bottom. And you're like, wait a minute. These Japanese wrestlers, they know how to wrestle. They actually about wrestling like performance, not just, you know, storyline and stuff.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. That's why it kind of lost me. It's not doing the storyline like it used to. The storyline was engaging.
Yeah.
Now it's just, I don't. Not much of a storyline now, so he really, really lost me.
Yeah, exactly. So with wrestling right now, it's new people and trying to take over, but these new people, it's like, they just doesn't have the charisma. I mean, even Ruthless Aggression with the time with Triple H and like Booker T and then Batista and Orton, they had the strive and stuff.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
but now it's just like I hear or something. That's it. I mean, like, does anyone even know how to do a whole rivalry where you can, like, right now when they try to do a rivalry, it's like it doesn't matter. But like back in the day when it was like Triple H versus Shawn Michaels, you was always like, oh, they're gonna fight again. They're fighting again.
Yes, this is like, it was just, man, they were best buds, they were best friends, and they become rivals, and it was just like, oh,
they're fighting again.
Yes, yes. And it was just, and even when they had like certain stars, like even like The Rock, you know, he was a good guy, then he became the antagonist, and then he went back to being a good guy. It's like,
again? Rock
and Stone Cold
again,
it was just like, so those were intriguing storylines, and I just love those storylines, those little beefs that they had with each other.
You have to have two people who are popular, and that every time they fight, it seems like it's new, but we've seen it already, but we want to see it again.
Yes, and we want to see it. And it'll be long matches too. It used to be long matches.
Yes,
nobody giving up.
The only one that was the great, like, I mean, the last rivalry where you had it for a long time and they always fought each other. The last one is John Cena versus Orton.
because they fought so many times.
Yeah, they did.
And they did. Even though you were kind of annoyed by it, you were still like, who's gonna win?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just like, oh, who's gonna, or he's gonna win or whatever. It's like, who's gonna win? Who's gonna take the title or stuff? Or who's gonna win this bragging rights? It's like you have to make these feuds where it just keeps on going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. No matter how many times they fight each other, it's always something they bring to the table.
Yes. And yes.
It's, you know, you have to make one of those iconic wrestler that like Undertaker, where whoever he faces already is going to be big. It's like, because you want the Undertaker to win. You're always, because of the whole, how the status of
Undertaker. Yes.
Yeah. So it's just like, you know, how do you make that rivalry? And they knew how to do rivalry or set up stuff, even like for mid card or beginning or first cards, you know, like even like with titles and stuff, you know, there was always a back and forth.
Yes. And stuff. Was.
But now it's just like, oh, one person is taking the title and just lasted for a long time. No, you need to have a rivalry going back and forth and back and forth.
Yes.
And stuff.
Yes.
So
you can have it for a little bit, kind of like when Kurt Angle started. I think he had like he always bragged about an undefeated record and everything, how he was just undefeated for a little bit, then finally lost. Kurt Angle.
Oh, yeah.
First started, he always bragged about how he kept winning all his matches and he was undefeated. And then he eventually lost, but it didn't go on for too long.
Oh, yeah.
Like how they got now, when I last saw like Roman Reigns was like the longest reigning champion
in
history or something like that. And I'm just
boring.
That long, like
he's boring.
Yeah, we don't need that. And like you said, with the John Cena and Randy Orton, the only reason why they did that because the guys before them were going out the door. They were old. They were going out the door, and those were the only two rising stars that they pretty much had at that time.
Yeah, yeah, it is, and like even And that's how it is. And like, you know, there was Kurt Angle and Brock, they had a rivalry.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
You know, Triple H defeating all WCW, that whole storyline.
Yeah.
He was just not I thought it was over until he went against Sting at WrestleMania and he beat him. He's knocking out everybody, man.
those were the days, man.
He's not. But now it's just they're not, don't know how to do it. Just,
And I think we just have too many wrestling platforms, too. I think that's another thing. Because it used to just be Raw. It used to just be Raw and SmackDown, and that was it.
Well, now they have NXT.
Then you have your pay-per-view. Yes. NXT, AEW, Raw, SmackDown. So it's like it's just a lot. So everything is kind of spread out now. So just...
Yeah.
Oversaturated. So it became Marvel. It became MCU.
It's getting too... It's just a bunch of just like... You're just like, usually it used to be one line... You get to focus. Now we can do branches and branches and branches. And you're like, this is not, you know, this is not doing well. I don't know how to do this. Not good. But other than that, that's what wrestling. Other than that, nothing on baseball except for ballers. And then basketball. I mean, anything new with basketball? I mean...
I haven't really kept up with it. Really, I've just been seeing if a game come on, I just watch it. I don't really know. Yeah. I think the in game tournament's still going. I don't know if they crowned a champion yet. I haven't really.
The Warriors got eliminated, right?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I saw the Kings, they were celebrating, and I was like, but it's not the finals or the playoffs. Wait, what y'all celebrating?
I still don't even know who's in it, to be honest with you. That's how much I have not been paying attention to it.
they were celebrating like they won the finals, and I was like, "Yo, it's December. Yeah. What are you celebrating?"
Speaking of that game, I hated that little point system there. I think they're trying to do it like soccer,
because even if the Warriors
won that game, they still would have lost because they needed to win by 12 points. And I was like, "This is stupid." I was like, what? Wow, this is, yeah, it was ridiculous. I didn't look into it, but I just, crazy, man.
People were jumping and whooping. And I was like, bro, it's December. The finals not until June. What y'all celebrating for?
Yeah, well, they were. That's the only thing they're going to get is a participation trophy. So they're getting excited about the participating.
Oh, man.
Man,
I saw that video. They were hooping and hollering.
Oh, yeah, because I was just like, yo, you guys won by 1 point and you guys went into the next round. Okay, I mean, there's still nobody's gonna remember this. There's not gonna be in the books, even if you win this trophy.
When you said that the Warriors they got eliminated, they told me they said they have this little tournament and the game and stuff, and I'm like, wait a minute, but the season's still going.
It still counts towards the season.
It still counts towards the season.
Yes, so the win loss record still counts towards the season. So it's just it's an end season tournament. So,
bro, I thought this was something of like. When they were talking about it, I was like, what is this? Is this the All-Star game that's after or something? Where you have this, when the season's over,
the exhibition summer league and all that.
Someone told me, and she was like, yo, you wanna see the Warriors versus the Kings? And I was like, the Warriors versus the Kings, but the final's over. No, it's the B team face each other, and it's gonna be
a B group, or something. I was like, no, is Steph Curry gonna be there?
No. And then no.
Yeah. Well, he was there. But yeah, it's like group B, group A, and I was just like, yeah, I don't like this whole system. And then I was like, so you're saying that even if you just flat out win a game, you have to win about a certain amount of points to move on to the next round? I thought that was stupid. I was like, wow, because that's what was happening. The Warriors were winning, and they were winning in double digits, but then as they were getting closer. And they were still losing. The Kings were still losing. They were cutting down the lead. The fans were getting happy. And I'm like, so you guys still going to be happy even if the Kings lose, but they're going to win anyway. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Ah, oh, man. Well, other than that, how's...
What was that? Oh, it got cut off. Internet got cut off. I guess I'll keep going for a little bit until he hopped back in. I don't know what he was going to ask me, but until then, I guess there's a few things I can speak on. Wait until Keith Vakke hop back on. Look like his internet is cutting off, so maybe Bex is having an effect on him. Who knows? With her not being here, maybe her internet cutting off. Okay, there you go.
They kicked me out.
He's back. Okay.
My own streaming thing kicked me out.
Oh wow, yeah. Bro. So I had to keep going and explain that maybe Bex not being here had an effect on your internet.
Bro, I got kicked out. I'm so
That's
mad.
Crazy.
Bex even not here to see this, man.
What would you ask me before you got kicked out?
I was asking about how's life treating you, man. But apparently, when I asked that, I get kicked out. I can't ask you that.
Oh, wow.
Sensitive topic. We can't talk about other people's life. kick you out. That's it.
Yeah, we don't want to hear about any of you guys' life.
Life. You be talking about sport. You had me at sport, but now you want to talk about life. Get on out of here.
Andrew, you cut off right before you said how like, and then I was just like, I'm sorry, what? Like, cut off before you even finished the word.
I got kicked out. It wasn't sure. StreamYard wasn't playing around, yo. You did pay your bill, you kicked out.
Yep.
Pay your bills. Pay your
bill and talk about life? No, it's not happening today.
You talk about your struggle. I'm talking about my struggle. The struggle to kick you out.
Oh, man. Yeah, but I mean, you know, I guess before you get kicked out again, my life has been treating me pretty good, you know. All we look at it is every you know, every day above ground is a good day. Yeah. So that's how I look at life.
That's good.
Yeah. I think I already told you about we went to the movies the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's what's up. Movies and stuff,
Yeah, so I was supposed to go see that Godzilla Minus One yesterday, but we didn't go. So we'll probably wait until that come out. But yeah, other than that, you know, just work, you know, living life, just trying to get back into the flow of things with work now. You know, everything's kind of, I guess, getting back to getting the people, you know, back as far as the percentages, because, you know, throughout the pandemic affected a lot of people, and a lot of people quit.
Yeah.
So we were short for a good, you know, couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And but now it seems like getting back into the flow of things. But
okay, all right, got it.
Yeah, but how's life been treating you?
You know, it's been all right. I've been dealing with, you know, church and dealing with myself. I'm actually for this month of December just drinking nothing but water. Occasionally milk, but it has to be with cereal. Or like, you know, or anything else that's something else, like, you know, liquid based that's like soup. But like actually drinking, you know, stuff like, you know, beverage is water. Just water this whole month. I don't know what it's going to do to me after I'm done in January when I start drinking juice, man. I'm probably going to drink something. I'd be like, man, that's sweet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you're doing stuff like that, oh, yeah, your sugar intake is going to change your life. A lot of things that you thought was good, you're actually, if you drink Kool-Aid and you just pour the bag of sugar this time, you're going to end up measuring the sugar. So
yeah, you know, I'm like,
we black folks don't measure that sugar. We just pour it in the bag. Now I have to measure it because my sugar, and I can't take sweets like that like I used to.
I don't know what it's just, and I started like on like the 29th. Of November, I haven't drunk no soda or nothing, and I'm on the 4th, and I was just looking at it. I was like, "Wait, I'm really am buying a bottle of water and just water, nothing else."
Yeah.
I am terrified of when I go and like I want a soda in January, then all of a sudden I'm just like, "Bro, I might die."
Yeah, that soda. Yeah, that soda is no joke when you go back to it. I even now, I can barely drink soda. Like I drink it every now and then, especially the dark soda. Dark sodas, I can't really do it.
Yeah, it's a lot, and I bet the juice, like even stuff, is gonna just gonna give out. Like I'm just gonna die. I'll just take one sip, and I'll be like, I can't do this. Throw the soda out. They're like, you just wasted the full bottle. You almost killed me.
Yeah, you're gonna be like Martin when he drink alcohol and he just touching the side of his neck, like ooh, get that little sugar shock right there.
And I'm surprised that I'm able to do it, like keep this going, like drinking water and stuff. I was like, something I'm changing. And I'm just like, man, dude, I'm not going to, because that one with soda, I was able to go back to soda, but I couldn't like go like actual back to soda, like the only soda I was drinking. Because I think I told y'all that I stopped drinking soda or something like that, or how it tastes like syrup.
The only one that I was okay with was Dr. Pepper. That was the only. Could not drink Pepsi or Coke because it just felt like just syrup. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then like the Baja Blast, Mountain Dew Baja Blast, I used to drink that all the time.
Yeah.
When I started drinking it, I said, this tastes like syrup. Why is this so disgusting? This is, and I bought like a bottle and I threw it away. I was like, I wasted money. I said, I can't, it won't work. And I tried sometimes, I tried to get back into it. I tried to, but it's like, it just won't work. And so now this doing this whole month of just water, I'm like, this is going to mess me up. So I'm going to be stuck on water for now. And you know, you see me.
You're going to wake up and your body just going to crave water. That's what happened to me. First thing I did, wake up, my body just craved water. And it's just like, you're going to feel like you can't live without water.
Dude, that's what I hate. And the thing is, I tell people whenever I see someone drinking soda and stuff, I tell them, continue drinking soda. Don't do what I did because you stop drinking soda. Oh, you're going to stop drinking soda.
Oh,
And I was like, you can never go back. I'm still trying to go back, but I just can't. I'm like, this is difficult. This is something. This is like, I'm like on a rehab to try to get back into soda.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it's different because, like the other day, I ended up going to Jack in the Box because I ended up getting a free chicken sandwich. But I also got a free fruit punch drink, but it was a large. Because I guess the person in front of me ordered it, but the guy was like, "But I guess she just canceled and just drove off." And the guy was like, "Do you like fruit punch?" You know, she ordered it, but she canceled. And I was like, "Sure, why not? I'll take it." And it was a large cup. Yeah. That thing took me 3 days to finish it. So it was up for the refrigerator. I was like, man, even though it's free, I can't even finish it in one day. It took me 3 days to finish that thing.
Oh man, that's why I feel like too. So I'm like, man, dude,
be prepared.
Dude, when I was drinking the water, like it was like because on the second day, I was like, just drinking water. The third day, drinking water. Today, I don't know what it was, but I poured water and I was like, and I was like, wait a minute, this is not good.
Exactly. I make that sound when I drink soda. Why am I doing that with water?
I said, this is terrible, man. I'm gonna lose. I can't drink. I'll be the grouchiest person ever. Like the body is like, we're just used to water, but my mind is like, this is not right.
Exactly. I said, your mind be playing tricks on you now at this point.
The mind is like, this is not what we calculated or something.
Exactly.
This is not- Oh man, dude, it's something. It's like once it's all of a sudden it's like Jesus was like, you drinking water this whole month of December. Yep. I'm like, oh man, this is not gonna be good, man. I can't wait for January 1st. So when I sip something, I'll be like, wow, this is different. I just know it. Stopped drinking soda, I was like, this is not right.
And that's only been a few days. Been a few days. Well, now it's been been about a week almost. And just imagine the whole month. Your whole taste bud is going to change.
Especially
since you're after 30. Yeah, now after you're older than 30 now, that's when it's also going to change. That's what happened to me. I was about your age when I was training. And I did the same thing, like try to cut my sugar intake. Now I just never went back to that. I just like I can't. Like I'll have a honey bun or whatever soda every now and then, but it's like my mind is telling me, "Oh, I want that because that looks good." My body's like, "Nah."
I'm still eating candy. Okay. I'm still eating sweets and stuff, so maybe that can help me get back or something.
Yeah, it'll help a little bit, but not with the drink stuff. If you already you're gonna have one or the other, so you're not gonna have both.
I hope so. I hope there won't be nothing come up like, okay, no more sweet, no more candy. It's like, no. But this is just, Yeah, this month of water. Yeah. So yeah. Hopefully, I mean, oh man, when Bex hears this, it's just going to be something. But we'll wait until that for next week to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty much. Any last words? Because I know this says like 2 hours or something. So I know it's going to be a little bit, or it's going to cut me off or maybe kick me out, kick both of us out. So any last words?
No, just everybody, you know, take care of yourself, take care of each other, take care of your mental, you know, be safe out there.
Yeah. My advice is if you like and enjoy drinking soda, juice and stuff, but you're like, man, maybe I should have like a water break. Don't do it. Or if I should stop drinking soda, don't do it. Because once you stop, you never go back.
Nope.
It's the reverse of, you know, once you go black, you never go back.
Exactly. Yeah. Once you go water, you're never gonna go back.
Yeah, you're never gonna go back. you quit doing soda, you're never gonna go back to like try to get soda. So, you know, try to, you know, work with it and stuff. But I do say about that whole, like, trying to be vegetarian and stuff like that. No, eat meat. Yes. Don't. Yes. No, you need meat. Meat is important.
Yes.
Try to go vegetarian or try to, like, I'm not going to eat chicken or I'm not going to eat beef. And stuff. No, you need meat. Your body needs meat.
Yes, it does. It does. You can only be vegetarian or vegan for so long. It'll create health problems down the line for you.
No, it will. It's like, now, eat vegetable with meat and stuff. Yes, of course.
Yes.
But straight just vegetable, nah, you need meat.
Yes, yeah. Don't worry about, you know, people killing animals to eat meat. I mean, you know, that's what we had to do in the Bible. I mean, you know, you have to kill animals to survive. So
yeah, we got to eat meat. Yeah, it's there for us to eat meat.
Yeah, it's not and necessarily to have vegetables. Meat. Yes,
it's all about it. That's how we do. You know, if animals can eat other animals, then we can eat them.
Exactly. Exactly. If they can kill, and they kill them, they're, you know,
peers. They eat it raw. They don't cook it. They don't cook it. Yes, exactly.
They eat them while they're alive.
Yeah.
We at least kill them first. We have them die, put them out there.
Now, I don't know about if someone comes to start eating someone alive, an animal alive. I don't know. I'll be like, you're not an animal, but...
Yeah,
you cook that. Exactly. Slap it on a grill.
Exactly. Yeah, they are never putting it on the grill. They're eating theirs alive. We're slapping it on the grill.
Yeah. We're slapping it on the grill. We're slapping it on some coals, hot something. Exactly. Something to kill those bacteria. Yeah. We ain't got things that can fight those bacteria.
Exactly. Yeah, fire is involved.
Fire
is involved. The animals, they are used to it. Their immune system can handle that ball.
So. Yeah, they can deal with it. They don't need fire. Yes. We need fire. Yeah. Fire. All right. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace out.